Today for our scripture lesson, we'll be going to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Mark, chapter 7, verses 1 through 8, 14, 15, 21 through 23. This likely is a story you've heard before, but I ask you, as I do each Sunday, to hear it through new ears, to try to listen to it for the first time. So hear the word of God. Now, when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the tradition of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesied rightly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.' You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition." Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Fairly strong words from Scripture. You know, the older I get, the more fascinated I am with human nature. I really enjoy watching people, observing their behavior, and trying to figure out what makes people tick. Here's an example, something that I'm sure everybody has seen at one time or another. You know, when you go into a public restroom, say the grocery store or a restaurant or a coffee shop, and you can look over the sink, or maybe it's beside the door, and you'll see that sign that reads, "Employees must wash hands before returning to work." Have you seen that sign? Think about what that sign says. Employees must wash hands before returning to work. Now, have you ever wondered what that's really supposed to mean? What is it communicating? Now, surely there must be a public health regulation that requires that the employer post that sign. But do you suppose that that message applies only to the employees? Shouldn't that sign read, "Everyone must wash hands before leaving restroom"? It seems so obvious to me. If you've read anything about health and the transmission of germs, you've probably read that the single most important and effective means of staying healthy is to wash your hands often. But I am amazed at how many men I observe who leave the restroom without washing their hands. Does it work the same way with women? Regarding human nature and watching myself, I must admit that I am a stickler when it comes to following the rules. I am a linear thinker, and I like things to be exactly the way they are supposed to be. When I was a kid, I was taught that you should wash your hands for a full 20 seconds. Now, as my son Zach grew up, he came home from school with a new idea, and that was that as you're washing your hands, you should be able to sing the happy birthday song twice at just about equals 20 seconds. So I still have this image of Zach in front of the sink. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. That lasted about a week. No. But when I read this passage from Scripture about the Pharisees and the scribes, it got me thinking about myself. When I wash my hands, I'm not really concerned about keeping myself healthy or about not transmitting my germs to other people. I'm really just thinking about following the rules and counting out my full 20 seconds of hand washing. So maybe I'm more like the Pharisees and the scribes who Jesus describes as hypocrites. Maybe I'm doing the right thing for the wrong reasons. And that makes me wonder about my spiritual life as well. I honor God with my lips, but I wonder if my heart is focused on God as fully and completely as it should be. Surely, Jesus was not talking simply about the Jewish traditions of ceremonial hygiene, but his analogy was sound, and it has application to us even today in the 21st century. Jesus was talking to those people and to us about the external condition of our lives, as well as the internal conditions of our hearts and minds and spirit. But back to that hygiene analogy. We wash our hands in order to keep external germs from coming into our internal bodies. The effect of these unwanted germs on our bodies really depends upon the internal conditions inside us. The very young, the very old, and the folks with weakened immune systems are less able to fend off these germs, less able to fight the viruses that can invade our bodies. It's a question, really, of being healthy or of being somewhat unhealthy. Our body's response to external stimuli depends upon our internal disposition. And it seems to be the same way with our external lives and our internal response to the world. The simple point that Jesus was making about us is that what goes in is not nearly so important as what comes out. In the biological world, we are literally surrounded by germs. There are germs everywhere. There are germs on nearly every surface that we encounter in our lives. When these germs enter our bodies, we respond differently depending upon the health of our own biological systems. But in our social world, we are literally surrounded by positive and negative influences. There are human institutions and societal pressures that are trying to make us conform to the way of the world. Our highly competitive, individualistic, consumer-driven, North American, patriotic, nationalistic society based upon money and success. All of these influences come at us from all directions. We see them in newspapers, in TV, in magazines, radio, the internet. We do have some control, however, over what we are exposed to, but we must exercise that control more often, because some of these outside influences come inside of us. But the way we respond to these external factors depends greatly upon our spiritual health within. We can choose to respond in like manner by following the ways of the world. As Jesus puts it, "For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come." But by the same token, We can align ourselves with Jesus Christ, and we can choose to respond in a healthy manner by ignoring the ways of the world and responding as Jesus does. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Every Sunday, when we come together here to worship God, we can surround ourselves with other people of faith. Today, at Holy Communion, we can partake of the body and blood of Christ, that beloved holy fuel for our bodies and our souls. Anytime we so choose, we can immerse ourselves in God's Word by pulling the Bible off the shelf and by studying it and learning the good news. Anytime we so choose, we can turn off the TV, we can turn off the computer, we can put down our magazines or the newspaper, and we can call a friend just to say, "Hey, I'm thinking about you and I care." Anytime we so choose, we can quiet our minds and our bodies, and we can listen in the silence for God's message. We can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit. Anytime we so choose, we can talk to God in simple and heartfelt prayer. We don't have to worry about what to say or how to say it. We simply need to let God know that we're here and that we need Jesus in our lives. Because no matter what is going on in the world around you, Jesus is always there inside of you. Because God loves you no matter what. Every time I think about it, that sign makes me chuckle. Employees must wash hands before returning to work. I'm thinking about posting a sign at the back of the sanctuary so that as you leave this place, you can read it. This sign will say, "Christians must wash hearts before returning to life." In big, bold letters that you couldn't miss, "Christians must wash hearts before returning to life." Amen.